I'm Tom Hall. It is Maryland Morning on 88.1 WIPR. We're going to head over now to Chestertown, where on Thursday they'll have their second annual Bloomsday celebration. Literature lovers will convene for a free day of dramatic performances, recitations, food, and drink to celebrate Irish writer James Joyce's iconic novel, Ulysses. Bob Mooney joins us from the campus of Washington College in Chestertown to discuss the festivities. He's a professor of English and creative writing at the college, and he'll be leading a discussion of Ulysses on Bloomsday. Melissa McGlynn joins us as well. She's a pastry chef at the Evergreen Bread Company and an actress. Will be performing at the Bloomsday celebration. Welcome to you both. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
So, Bob, what is Bloomsday? How did it start? And what's so significant about Thursday? The date is June 16th.
June 16th, 1904 is the day that the novel is set. It takes place in one day. Joyce's inspiration for writing it and setting it on this day was it was the day that he met the love of his life, Nora Barnacle, whom he was with and started a family, lived in Europe with her for the rest of their lives. The day itself centers around a number of characters, primarily Leopold Bloom, thus the Bloom in Bloomsday. And we follow Bloom around Dublin in this beautiful novel and sort of become part of it in the process. And Bloomsday celebrates that sense of community and being part of that community through literature.
So, full disclosure, I have not read Ulysses. It's one of the many deficits in my things I haven't done in my pathetic life. But if I understand correctly, does the whole novel take place just on one day? I mean, so this
yes.
this day is the whole novel, right? I mean, this is.
It is, and the Ulysses part of it links it to, you know, Homer's epic, and the idea is that in the modern world and through Joyce's way of seeing life, every day is an epic. It's filled with its wonders and horrors. It's filled with life. Every day is a life, and the structure of the novel sort of underscores that.
And Melissa, you're going to be performing Molly's soliloquy, which is a very famous passage in the novel. I guess it comes towards the end. Can you set us up and give us a little sample of Molly's soliloquy? What are you going to be talking about?
Well, the end of the novel is basically one long sentence that is Molly, and she is falling asleep, and it's her train of thought that jumps from one thing to the next, and I have chosen just a small little passage to read for you today, if you'd like me to do that.
That'd be great. So Molly, we should say, is Leopold's wife, and this is a little bit from the soliloquy by Melissa McGlynn.
The sun shines for you, he said the day we were lying among the rhododendrons on Houthhead, in the gray tweed suit and the straw hat, the day I got him to propose to me. Yes. First, I gave him a bit of seed cake out of my mouth, and it was leap year, like now. Yes, 16 years ago, my God. After that long kiss, I near lost my breath, yes. He said I was the flower of the mountain. Yes, so we are flowers. Yes. That was the one true thing he said in his life. And the sun shines for you today.
The sun shines for you today. From Ulysses, Melissa McGlynn, reading Molly's soliloquy. She'll be doing a much longer set of that on the Bloomsday celebration on Thursday. So, Bob, what makes this novel so iconic? Why is there such a following? I mean, I can think of movies that have sort of cult followings,
right.
You know, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, you know, and it gets shown at midnight every night in Kenmore Square in Boston. I think they're still doing it. I think they've been doing it for 40 years. But I can't think of another book that has this, because
right.
Bloomsday celebrations happen all over the world, not just in Dublin and certainly not just in Chestertown.
Right. Well, yeah, I think the cult is everybody alive at any given time. I mean, we're all invited into this book, and it's iconic in the sense that it is for everybody. You mentioned earlier that you said, I haven't read it. I would suggest that it's a book that you don't so much read as experience. It's a place that's there for you to go to. Of all the books that I've ever experienced, there's no mediation. There aren't even quotation marks. And it has this reputation of being very difficult, but really the novel tells you how to experience it as you go along. It doesn't convey information. It gives you an experience. It offers you an experience. And every time you read it, because you're so invested in it and your life is, it's different. And I think Bloomsday has sort of grown and it's expanding because of this idea. People realize this is a place to meet that counts, and we're going to experience it together.
And Melissa, as an artist, when you're performing work from Ulysses, you're going to be in the middle of the street in Chestertown on Thursday doing this long mm-hmm. thing. How important is context for the listener? Because Ulysses, as Bob said, it's kind of an intimidating thing. I mean, there are people who, like me, who think they should have read it. We should have taken a course on it. We should have, been good human beings, but we weren't. I mean, how important is it for folks standing on High Street in Chestertown to know any of the background to understand what it is you're conveying?
Well, I think it's my job as an actress to experience the truth of what Molly is saying so that I can allow the audience to experience that truth as well. So I will do my best, but I think context, whether you know the book or not, hopefully through my performance, I'll be able to convey the truth of Molly.
And Bob, you're going to be giving a talk about yes. it with a couple of other scholars, and that's just sort of one of several other events that's happening. How have you put this thing together, the whole day's worth of events?
Kelly Castro has put together a beautiful day of many events, of which Melissa and I are part and happy to be. I'm going to be actually initiating a conversation in the spirit of the novel with the folks that show up. It's not going to be so much a lecture as a conversation, which the book is. I'm not really speaking as a scholar. I'm a writer. A friend of mine who's a poet and also a professor will be there. But the professor thing is something that Joyce joked about. He said, I've written a book that's going to keep the professors talking for 300 years.
He was certainly right about that, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
He was, but it's not so much. He was kind of, on one hand, talking about the spirit of the book. On the other hand, saying, well, professors are only part of the game here. They're only one group. This is a book for everybody, and it's not an intellectual exercise. It's as I said earlier, it's a human exercise. This book is about life. It affirms life, and it ends with the word yes. It's really about love in a world filled with sometimes not love.
And Chestertown's a great place to visit, and this is as good an excuse as any to go down to Chestertown and have
exactly.
a good time. Well, thanks both of you for coming by. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The actress Melissa McLean. On Thursday, she'll be performing at Bloomsday in Chestertown in celebration of Ulysses by James Joyce. Bob Mooney is a professor of English and creative writing at Washington College. He'll be leading a discussion of the iconic novel as part of the festivities. Events start Thursday at 9 in the morning. For information, visit our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. That's it for us today. Join us Wednesday. I'll speak with Baltimore County Executive Kemen Kamenetz. Musician Teddy Abrams joins me as well to talk about the National Orchestra Institute and Festival in College Park. Until then, for Nathan Sterner, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Writer's Almanac is up next. Have a great day.